Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, February 15th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Boot Monument. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another enlightening episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the depths of human knowledge, one Wikipedia article at a time. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're journeying back through time to explore a monument that is as unique as it is mysterious, the Boot Monument. For those tuning in who are intrigued by the intersection of history and mystery, this episode is tailor-made for you. The Boot Monument stands as a peculiar reminder of a complex legacy, and today we'll peel back its layers to understand its significance. Let's start with the basics. The Boot Monument resides in the Saratoga National Historical Park in New York. But what makes it so intriguing, you ask? Well, it commemorates an unnamed American Revolution hero, famous for his footwear. Yes, you heard it right, his footwear. The monument isn't dedicated to just anyone. It honors a major general who played a pivotal role in the decisive American victory at the Battle of Saratoga. Yet, the monument intentionally omits any reference to his name. Fascinating, isn't it? The mystery deepens when we realize that this nameless major general is none other than Benedict Arnold. Benedict Arnold was once a celebrated officer in the Continental Army, hailed for his bravery and strategic acumen. Yet, his story took a notorious turn when he defected to the British side. So why memorialize his boot, of all things? Here's where the story gets particularly intriguing. The monument stands at the site of the battle where Arnold was gravely injured, an injury to his leg that forever altered his path. His boot, therefore, symbolizes not just his heroism, but also a poignant turning point in his life and American history. Take a moment to ponder this. What kind of legacy do we leave behind when actions deemed heroic are overshadowed by later deeds? It's a question that challenges our understanding of morality and forgiveness. At the base of the monument, a brief and cryptic text is inscribed, which refers to a most brilliant soldier, but never directly names Arnold. This anonymity invites reflection on the duality of Arnold's legacy. Do we celebrate his contributions, or are they forever tainted by his subsequent betrayal? Now let's switch gears and delve into the anecdotes surrounding the Boot Monument. Imagine walking through the Saratoga battlefield on a serene autumn day. As the leaves crunch beneath your feet, you stumble upon this lone, enigmatic structure. It's so curious that many visitors stop to reflect, contemplating what it means to honor a person without naming them, allowing the story to breathe on its own. This obscure monument sparks conversations that span history, ethics, and the complexities of human behavior. Does it force you to confront the nuances of Arnold's character? Or does it evoke broader questions about the multifaceted nature of legacy itself? As we sit with these thought-provoking ideas, I invite each of you to connect this historical conundrum with your personal experiences. Have you ever faced a situation where the narrative was more complicated than it first appeared? Perhaps a decision you made had unintended consequences that changed how others perceived you, or even how you perceived yourself. Imagine for a moment, you're standing before the monument. It's silent, its bronze boot solemnly shrouded behind the metaphor of glory and infamy. How do you interpret this silence? Is it accusatory or redemptive? Now, let's pivot to the societal implications. Is the Boot Monument a relic with lessons that transcend time? Does it whisper warnings into the ears of history about the volatile nature of human allegiance and integrity? One might say it's a testament to the unpredictable narrative arcs of those whose choices we scrutinize. I challenge you, dear listeners, to think about the legacies left by individuals we choose to either remember or forget. In today's digital age, where every decision can leave a permanent echo online, does the story of the Boot Monument influence how we handle reputations, our own and those of others? As we wrap up today's episode, let us not forget the underlying invitation of the Boot Monument: to engage deeply with the intricacies of human nature and historical narratives. Perhaps next time you read about a figure planted firmly in one camp of ethical judgment, you'll pause, considering their whole story and the unseen aspects that shape it. In closing, I urge you to visit the Wikipedia article on the Boot Monument to further your understanding of its history and implications. While my passion is to fuel your curiosity, it's the act of exploration that forges deeper knowledge. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Wikipodia. Until next time, stay curious, keep questioning, and let the past illuminate your path forward.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Boot Monument. Thanks for listening. See you next time.